On Friday, state senators passed the Regulatory Reform Act. It covers everything from oyster permits to Venus flytraps. It also includes a few sections on coastal management and isolated wetlands that environmental advocates say they're concerned about. WFAE's Tasneem Shama reports.
Representative Paul Stamm of Wake County voted for the bill because he says the rules make more sense now.
Now, the bigger picture is that it alters regulations so that they're more understandable and fair to the people of North Carolina.
But some environmental groups are concerned about the changes. Mary McLean Asbill is a senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center.
This bill really reads sort of like a industry wish list. You can almost link certain provisions to certain special groups asking for them.
One of the sections reduces protections for isolated wetlands, making it easier for developers to build on the coast.
Once they're gone, they're gone. So if developers go in and develop all the isolated wetlands east of I-95 in the next couple of years, it won't matter. If the next legislature comes in and fixes this, it'll be too late.
Another section of the bill makes the permitting process for coastal developers a lot easier. In the past, permit applications could be frozen if anyone challenged a coastal permit, and the state agency agreed that it was worthy of a hearing. Now, only a judge can freeze a permit application in the 20 coastal counties where the rule applies. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.